Ryan, first of all, congratulations. That's a very good 2 points.
Yeah, great 2 points, Tom. I suppose that was the aim coming up here, to be honest with you. We sort of said the last couple of games that we had got good performances, but we hadn't got over the line, you know. So I think coming up here was really about getting 2 points, and thankfully we got that today.
Yeah, and about keeping it tight at the back as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. We thought we've been actually defending. We've been defending all right this year. You know, a couple of sloppy goals we've been giving away. Thank God we didn't do that today. You know, I think that really set us up. We were really solid defensive today. A lot of boys put in big shifts, you know, and then the boys up front got the scores just when needed.
Yeah, 1-5 at 2 or 3 up at half time. Keenan Ward's goal, very important score.
Huge score, you know. Yeah, it just gave us that wee cushion, I suppose. 1-5 was a wee bit, but there was a strong breeze, you know. It was hard to play into, you know, and so I think Keelan Ward's goal probably, you know, looking back now, killed the game a wee bit in the second half.
Yeah, came out in the second half and you played with great intent actually against that wind.
We did, you know. Listen, we always want to try and play football, you know. We don't want to sit back all the time, you know. We've been putting more emphasis on having a go, you know, and I think we done that really well the second half, you know, especially the start of it. You know, at the end of it, we just wanted to see the game out and just make sure we got the 2 points, especially when they were down to the 14 and 13 men, you know, made it that wee bit easier. But we made an emphasis, you know. We weren't just going to sit back, we were going to defend hard, which we done, and then when we got the ball, we were going to try play, you know, because to win games you need to put scores on the board, and thankfully we've done that.
Yeah, the second goal really after that, the game really fizzled out, didn't it?
Yeah, it probably did as a contest, you know, and especially then when they went down to the 30 or 14 men and then eventually down to 14 men, probably fizzled out a wee bit, you know. But from our point of view, we can only concentrate on ourselves, you know, and worry about ourselves, try to get the best performance we can every week, you know. And I think we've been putting in good performances, but as I said earlier, and we weren't getting the ones, and thankfully we got the one today.
Yeah, score 2-12, and Michael Murphy didn't score. That's something new.
It is, definitely. I didn't actually think of that, to be honest. Oh, definitely, you know, it is. To be fair to Michael, he's carried us, you know, loads and loads of times. So I think, you know, he did, yeah. Listen, he's top, top player, you know. He did a great match again. But we need the other men, you know. If we want to get to the places where we want to be this year, you know, we can't be relying on a Michael or Paddy or these sort of men scoring all the time. You know, we need other men, and I think men stepped up, you know. Michael Lang and kicked a couple of points. Hughie got up. He's got a goal today. He got a goal against Dublin last week, you know, and Keelan Ward getting up. So you're going to need scores from all over the pitch, you know. I think Dublin's a perfect example of that. They get scores from all over the pitch. So we're going to need that if we want to get to the places we want to be.
How difficult was it out there today? How difficult were the conditions?
Yeah, it was very tough, you know, with the breeze, you know, just swirling. It was probably going down the pitch, but it was swirling all over the place. And underfoot conditions was tough as well. But listen, as the saying goes, it's the same for both teams, you know. And we had to just take it on the chin, as Monaghan did, and I think we adapted very well to it, you know. Probably a wee bit easier because we're used to Ballyshannon and how it plays, you know. Monaghan wouldn't have been as used to it as us. But listen, Tom, to be honest with you, the aim coming up here today was get 2 points, and we're just delighted we got that.
Patrick McBearty back as well, added that little bit extra up front as well, got the first couple of points.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely kicked two serious scores the first half, you know, maybe even three, but definitely kicked two big scores. And you know, we probably were missing that, you know, especially when we were ahead. You know, he just shows that wee bit of quality that he has, you know, and to kick over the points. And I suppose for the goal, you know, he was physically strong enough to stay on his feet where other players mightn't have been, you know, could have gone down. And he was physically strong enough to take the hit and then get the ball off to Hugh for the goal. So listen, Paddy's a top player and we're delighted to have him back.
Yeah, as we said at the outset, 2 very good points and a step closer to safety. You maybe can start looking up again now rather than down.
I don't think we're out of the relegation battle yet. You know, I think Kerry beat me over the day, somebody said that in there. But we have a huge match against Tyrone next week. I think they're now a point ahead of us. So it's huge match against, you know, our local rivals in Tyrone. So we'll not be worrying about anything that. We're taking it game by game, you know. As I said, we're trying to get the best performances we can. We feel we've got middling performances so far. As always, there's positives and negatives of every game, but we got the one today, which is the ultimate, the most important thing.